Good morning. Welcome to our Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting. It's Tuesday, November 25th, 2025 at 9:29 a.m. First item on the agenda is to review minutes from our meeting held last Tuesday, November 18th, 2025.
Could I back us up, please, and to the minutes from when we go back into commission? I mentioned it at the end, but just as a reminder, when we go back into commission, for the October 30th, I needed to abstain and had mentioned that I abstained. And, I wasn't at that meeting, so my vote needs to be abstained. If we could amend the motion with that change when we come back to commission, as a reminder. Thank you. Sorry about that. This reminded me on the MBA. We're already amended. Not that it's critical, but it's. I'll make a motion to accept the November 18th, 2025 Municipal Building Authority minutes.
Second.
A motion and a second's been made to approve the meeting minutes from our Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting held Tuesday, November 18th, 2025, as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Issue updates, discussion on the water treatment plant project.
There's nothing other than no news is good news. It's moving forward.
Aaron's on.
Aaron, do you want to speak to the project?
The only thing, can I request, there's a couple of a change order we need to discuss next week, so if we could get on the agenda for next week, that would be stuff for, like, the roof of the old treatment plant building, painting the building, like, a backflow preventer, so stuff like that. So this, generally speaking, there's contingency money left over, and so we need to decide how best to use it, and Trevor's got those things, and we're just working on getting the actual costs. We should have those by next Tuesday.
Lorinda, are you okay to add them to the agenda?
Are they change directives, or what are they?
They'll be change orders.
Change orders?
For the water treatment plant project.
Yeah.
Will it be funded out of the CIB money or out of the drinking water? I take it as CIB.
Yes, CIB money. Uh-huh.
Thank you. So it will require MBA.
Very good. Thank you, Aaron.
Okay, thanks.
Anything on the new clinic building project?
No, it's moving along smoother now. Looks like they're going to get to the roof and get it on. I think the windows are due to be in any time, so.
Get it closed in while we can, huh?
Right.
Very good. Legislation for the MBA.
Okay, any citizen comment today for the Municipal Building Authority? Then let's move on to review the cash summary and the accounts receivable report for the Municipal Building Authority. Cash summary.
While we're on this, Aaron, do we have any outstanding or anything waiting to be submitted to be reimbursed on the RDA or the MBA for the water treatment?
I didn't have time enough to take another meeting, but if we do, it'll be presented next week with that paper review.
Okay, thank you. Motion to acknowledge receipt of the cash summary and an MBA accounts receivable report. I'll make a motion to that we receive them. Acknowledging receipt.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary for the Municipal Building Authority, and also the accounts receivable report as of 11/21/2025. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Excuse me. There is no open invoice register for the MBA or a disbursement listing for the MBA today. Are there any purchase requests to consider?
I'm not aware, but if I could have deference whenever we take a break, I'll double check.
All right, correspondence and calendar for the Municipal Building Authority. I did attend the Manila Town Council meeting on Thursday and pled our case pertinent to what the contractor is being charged to dump waste from the clinic project at the
the landfill. I pushed as hard as I dared, and I don't feel like there was a lot of willingness from the town council to adjust their rates for the contractor. But I did push back and expressed our concerns about not discouraging building and development. And also, I even used some legal terms about being arbitrary and capricious. So I pushed back as much as I felt that I could without getting into a contentious environment.
Did they mention what the price is to the contractor?
Yeah, $80 a ton is the price to the contractor.
Do they have a scale?
That's part of what I brought up was that they don't have a scale that's certified by the state or that they're even using, from my understanding. So they're measuring the capacity of the trailers and using a formula to estimate the weight. So I felt like we at least made the case known. I don't think it's going to help us in the short term.
Just a question, because this is new to me in terms of knowledge of the issue. Do they feel like they want to be or could be, or maybe they've already done things that make them feel like they're partners in this effort in terms of what they can contribute to the clinic the benefit does provide or will provide for this community in particular?
I've also had that. I took that angle, that approach, in a conversation with the mayor as well, and they feel like they've already made significant contributions via the building permit fees. So that's where that conversation went.
And that's why I ask it as delicately as I can. Maybe they feel that way. Okay.
Part of the conversation that we had, I brought up, well, if someone builds their own home and takes their own material to the dump, they're charged $40 a ton. If they hire a contractor to build the home and take the same material to the dump, the contractor's charged $80 a ton. To me, it feels like they've got maybe some more work to do on their fee schedule, but I don't know that they feel like that's the case. So that's where we're at on that, just as a follow-up.
Can I interject just real quick?
Please, Aaron.
Sorry, I'm not on the agenda for this one, but so we did a landfill study forum. It's been 8-9 years ago, too. And after Tuesday's meeting, Gabby came back and reported to me as well. I realized that a lot of those people, like Mayor wasn't around when we did that before. Jerry wasn't involved in that before. And I think some of the council members have forgotten too. I think one of the things that they're scared about right now is that the state is asking them to redo that plan. And there's always a possibility when you do that that your closure plan requires that you have significantly more reserves in the bank. That's why they bug people about it. So I know that that's hanging over their heads, just trying to figure out what that reserve account will look like, and it likely will be more than what's there. I will, in the next little bit, have a conversation with them, too, get them up to speed. I don't think the situation, this is me personally, I don't think the situation is as bad as they think it is, partly just because there's a little bit more to the story than they either remember or some of them are involved with, too. So just a quick update that they'll be, as I have those conversations with them, too, we'll get a little bit further. And Gary did reach out to me before the meeting and just said, hey, we kind of nailed down some of this stuff. Know a lot more, like, where our limits are on how it expands and how it works. We did, there is another plan, a way to make the landfill last quite a bit longer. It just requires some extra work to put the next layer of waste over the top of some of the places that have already had some waste in it. So anyway, just to fill in the gap there, we're having some other conversations and try to figure out some of that. But I think you're probably right. It's not a short-term thing. It's going to take a little bit because we've got to work with the state on redoing that plan too.
Thanks for that perspective, Aaron. And one one of the things I did get out of the conversation was it seems like they have a real fear that the landfill is nearing the end of its life at the current location. Whether that's an actual portrayal of where it's at, it sounds like maybe based on what Aaron just said that there's some more capacity there that maybe they don't know about. But part of the effort, I think, in the fee schedule, at least as it was represented in the conversation that we had on Thursday, was maybe that there's a fear of the landfill being
reaching capacity,
and so they're trying to deter even people from using the landfill, specifically the contractors. There was a comment made that, well, we don't want their waste. Have them bring dumpsters from Wyoming or Vernal because they don't want it. And that's part of the conversation that I had with them where I felt like, well, that's arbitrary and capricious. You can't discriminate against a group.
Well, it's kind of sad if they don't get that waste and they're afraid of the landfill being filled. They're not going to care if the garbage is dumped everywhere out in the, in the area that it won't be dumped in town, but everywhere there's an open gully or whatnot, it'll be like it used to be, and there'll be garbage dumped everywhere. It's the obligation of the municipalities and us to figure out a way to handle the waste. It's not, oh, we're afraid the landfill's going to be filled. That's not the right look at it. They wanted the landfill when it was, they thought there was a resource, but, you can't make a solid bank account by picking and choosing who you charge the rates to. I'm sorry.
Well, and part of that conversation we had was trying to help clarify some unintended consequences,
yeah,
based on their actions and the fee schedule, and what are those consequences, and is it worth it do they want to keep their fee schedule and have those consequences, or go a different route and take a different look at it. But I do appreciate the effort, Aaron, from Sunrise Engineering to try to help the town in that regard. It's an important utility, really, for not only the town, but for the county as well. So we want to continue the conversation and help where we can and try to resolve the issue so it's not as contentious moving forward.
Yeah. And maybe just for context too, I will say one more thing, that the state does make it kind of funny. You have to have an account with a balance so that you could close if something happened and the regulatory agency required that you close it, you have to have a reserve account in there. That is a huge balancing act because you've got to say, yes, I've got this much capacity left, but if you say you've got too much capacity left, then they make you have $1 million in the bank. And now all of a sudden, how do you get that? And they require that you have that set aside. So it's this weird balance. The other part, too, is that I will say it from the studies we did before, they're reaching close to the capacity of the easy parts, right? So there are other parts of the landfill that could be done. They just might have to do some excavation on the side hill that's to the south and west and in order to dirt to cover it up. So there's some decisions they have to make that will just extend the life, but it also has implications on what their reserve accounts with the state look like. So it's just kind of a funny place to be right, as they go forward. So anyway, just some context for future discussions.
But okay. I have a quick question. Can they acquire or obtain whatever form from the Forest Service more property, and is that the property they're working in now?
Or, yes.
And then wasn't there another section that was could be made available to them from the Forest Service?
We had talked about expanding that even further, but there's that little triangle section on the northeast corner that they're working in now, and they do have quite a bit of room there. Depending on how fast it fills up or how fast growth goes, it might fill up faster or slower, but there is still room to do some other stack on the existing site as well too. It's just a matter of quantifying that. And our recommendation in the last version of it is that you go and do that before you go ask for another piece from the Forest Service and start moving to the north. So just based on geology, there's some solid rock in some places, so you want to try to do the easy places first, of course. So,
and then the money part of it, it's kind of like a bond?
Yes.
For recovering the thing if something goes haywire?
Right, yep.
Okay. Anything else on correspondence or calendar?
Calendar, I will not be available next week, next Tuesday. Or at least my plan is to not be available if
okay.
I am required, it'd be have to be virtual, as far as I know right now. If plan stays there.
Okay. Our next clinic construction meeting, I believe, is on the 4th at 10 o'clock in the morning. Randy, anything else on calendar? All right. No purchase requests, Jesse, for the clinic. Okay. Then let's move on to policy and legislation, discussion and consideration of change orders and construction change directives for the Daggett County Health Business and Community Center. Do we have a change order?
We have not received number 3 back yet.
Okay. All right.
We'll work with our architecture crew and find out where that is in the works so we can get it hopefully on next week.
Okay. Okay, I think we've completed the items on the agenda. Is there anything else that we need to discuss before we adjourn?
Nothing here.
Hearing none, I'll adjourn the meeting by acclamation. It's 9:52. Thank you.